The Alberta government will be funding a project called the Alberta Office to Combat Trafficking in Persons with $4 million over the next 2 years to help slow down human trafficking in Alberta. Mike Ellis, the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services, spoke at a press conference about the office and the issues it will tackle.
Oftentimes, this isn't an issue that is thought about in places like Alberta, but we need to understand that trafficking happens, and it happens here and in many forms. This is a real issue, and we need to do our part to disrupt it. In fact, stop it. This new office will be an important resource for those impacted and entire communities. As we know, one of the best ways to disrupt human trafficking is to raise awareness. That is going to be a primary focus of the new Alberta Office to Combat Trafficking in Persons. In addition, it will offer an important frontline resource that is providing support to victims and survivors by connecting them with community resources.
Ellis himself has personal connections with the issues human trafficking can cause, and it's important to him to halt these issues.
As a former Calgary police officer myself, I can tell you that the cases involving human trafficking are some of the worst that I saw during my career. And that's why today's announcement is so important for Albertans. Just as we're treating other issues, we're taking a holistic, collaborative approach to tackling this daunting challenge. So while boots on the ground are indeed a key piece on how we will fight human traffickers, we're also making a big investment in the supports that the Alberta Office to Combat Trafficking of Persons will offer.
April Eve Weiberg, the founder of the Stolen Sisters and Brothers Action Movement, is a survivor of human trafficking, and she shared her decade-long experience being sold in cities around Canada and the U.S. She stands with survivors like herself and offers encouragement to others who may need help.
Loving a survivor is not easy. Our healing journeys can be messy, filled with often out-of-nowhere triggers, responses, and flashbacks. We are much like an onion with many complicated layers. It was just a few years ago that I thought I was not even worthy of wearing a ribbon skirt like the one I'm wearing today because of what had happened to me. Today, however, I know that I am sacred, and I now know my true worth.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.